transformative words, foundational words, words that draw us out from ourselves and draw us into God. It's what really this gathering together week after week is about, isn't it? We gather to be pulled out of our everyday life, to be pulled away from the humdrum or the rat race or the life as usual. We are drawn out. We get out, but for a purpose. God's Word is foundational for us. It is transformative for us as we get out and get in. The Bible functions for us every time we turn to it in a way that, if we allow it to, will shift our whole way of being. But in order to do so, we kind of have to get out of some of the ways we always do things and get into the bigger picture. For that is what God's Word really is. It's the bigger picture. See, this life, this world, everything is not about us. It's about something far, far greater. On this day, this Camp Sunday, we are celebrating one of the ways in which we try to help persons in our fellowship kind of get out of life as usual and get into something different, that they might be able to return back transformed. Camp, for instance, summer camp, is very, very different from life, is it not? Those of you who go to camp, you know that you're kind of getting away. First of all, getting away from your parents, getting away from your home, getting away from distractions, from television, from all these other things. Getting away, getting out. Of course, there's a purpose to it all. In order to get out, you know you got to come back some point. But you get out in order to get back in a different way. Camp offers many different possibilities, and camp does not do its function if we try to do camp, for instance, like we do everything else. One of my frustrations sometimes with young camp leaders is how they try to do the same old at camp. Okay, kids, let's gather around, open your Bible, and let's read. Which is good. It's good to get into the Bible. But how could you do it differently at camp? I mean, at camp you have what? Campfires. Campfires. You know, the Bible didn't originate as a written word. It originated as elders shared with youngers the stories of God, the stories of Jesus. Jesus didn't walk with his disciples and say, okay, let's step into the synagogue now. Okay, everybody gather in circle and open up your scrolls to the prophet Isaiah, and we're going to go through this word by word. What did he do? He told stories. He opened it up. You know, get out in order to get in. Get out in order to get in. A funny thing about getting out is that when you get back into things, you often have more appreciation for what you're getting in. Like when you're growing up in a family and you look at your parents, and what do you see? Some of the dumbest people in the world, right? Amazing thing happens, though, as you get out. They seem to have learned something when you get back in, haven't they? Now, something happened to you in the process of getting out. That's why it's so important that, young people just don't stay in a family. That they get out in order that they can get into life. It's vital. It's the way things are. You know, we're going to be hearing later on a little bit about work camps. We had a number of us who went to work camps, both in Mexico and the Dominican Republic. An amazing thing about getting out of your culture is you discover there's a wider, there's a bigger picture out there, first of all. But, you know, what are some of the things you come back with? Well, sometimes you come back with an appreciation for your culture, but seeing it through different eyes now. You also come back with an understanding that there are other cultures, and they're good. Sometimes you get out and among some people who may not have as much as you do. And yeah, you come back with an appreciation for the things that you have. You know, just like when you go away to camp, you come back and what's the first thing some of our kids do? Oh, where's the television? Where's the Nintendo? Well, but sometimes you go out and you realize, you know, that stuff is not necessarily what makes me happy. Because I see people out there who are happy who don't have those things. Amazing. Amazing. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's what Paul wrote. Foundational words. Now, our tradition has read that in different ways, has heard that in different ways. Some parts of our tradition hear that as a removing and forming another culture over here and being suspicious of the world. And you see that in some parts of our Anabaptist tradition, you know, the Amish and some others who remain separated. But our tradition has part of that, and we still have some of that within us, and that's, I think we need to hear and pay attention to that part of our tradition. But our tradition also has come to realize that you get away from, you get out of the culture in order to be able to return back in, but in a different way. With a renewed mind, thinking and with more than just, you know, your brain functions, listening with all of who you are, Scripture, together, not just individually, but together. Now, the purpose of getting out is to get back in. You know, you look to the Bible, to the New Testament especially, and you see a people who were, yes, separated, they were different. But an amazing thing is they kind of got out of their societies, their cultures. They were able to get back in transforming ways. Ways that set the Mediterranean world on fire. Literally in some cases. Get out in order to get in. Don't be conformed to this world. But, and how often do we pay attention to what comes after that? But, sometimes we pay so much attention to the nonconformity that we don't get to the transformity, which is the most important part. The renewing of our minds through Christ. Because the big picture is not about us. That's why we turn to the Bible week after week. That's why we gather together week after week. That's why we come away. Because we are focusing upon the big picture. And the big picture is not drawing us inward. Yes, we have gotten away. We get in. Just like when we go to camp or we go in a work camp, we kind of get away. But my hope is that when these weeks are finished, when this hour is finished, that we are able to kind of step back in with wide open arms to our everyday life. Isn't that what you long to do with your life? To really step into it and be a part of it. Not just using the time. Not just using what you have. Not just consuming. But living. Really living your life. Where your school, where your jobs, where your relationships, everything else is a gift from God. Because it is. Everything that we are, everything that we have is a gift from God. You know, that's the thing I come back from a work camp aware of, you know, getting among those people and looking, Sarah, you know, those people down in the Dominican Republic. Let me just share the story of our last moments kind of with the Total Fellowship. It just filled with a sense of just simple gratitude for life, the gift that it is, and for relationship. On our last morning, I don't know, I may have shared this before, but our last morning, we had Sunday school, and I remember that I didn't have Irv Heishman beside me translating, and the young people were all over there, and Caitlin was translating for him. So during the Sunday school lesson, I got very little out of it because I didn't understand what they were saying. They had some who were flipping my Bibles, my Spanish-English Bible, so I could read, but I didn't know what they were saying, really. But then at the end, they kind of had some closing stuff, and I had forgotten that I had asked the pastor if the church could be praying for a couple persons in our fellowship. You know, just a couple, just to be aware of. And one of whom was Gina, being aware that at that point, her surgery was supposed to be the next day. Well, guess what? Tomorrow's the next day for our sister, which we'll share later. And also for our brother Calixtus, who was at that point in the middle of his trial. And his trial, by the way, continues, although the jury part is done, but it's still ongoing. Well, at that point, and I really didn't know what happened, the pastor called me. Miguel called me up front, and our young people up front, and he called two persons to come forward. And these two persons came up, and you know, he poured out, they did a little bit of different, poured the oil in our hands. We were not sure what to do with it, remember? You know, and we anointed those two persons who were saying, I am standing in for this woman and this man. And the congregation prayed for them. They gathered around, you know, it's, remember, the worship there's a little bit more rowdy than it is here. A little? A lot. And it was out loud. Everybody was praying out loud. Remember, Sarah? Remember, Adam? Remember? The point, you know, I started my praying, and I was being your typical pastor type. You know, I was praying, I was thinking of the needs of Gina and the needs of Calixtus, and I was praying for their needs, and gradually in my mind, it was focusing less and less upon just our needs and more upon God. To the point, by the end of the time, all of us were saying, what were we saying? Nosotros creemos. What does that mean, Izzy? Nosotros creemos. Yeah, but we believe. Nosotros creemos. Nosotros creemos. We believe. We believe. And it was if we were saying as we were praying that God had already answered our prayers. And then, you know, wow. And then he pulled us Anglos together and called the congregation around us. And by this point, you know, I don't think we were looking at each other because Adam, you weren't crying, but nah. But the rest were just, whoa! And they prayed for us. And the hardest thing in the world was to let go and return back, wasn't it? Because we've gotten out, and now we're beginning the slow process of getting back in. But hopefully, we have come back. Just like hopefully all our young people come back from camp, and those who went away to work camp come back transformed for a reason. Amen? Let's sing a song, and then we'll keep moving on to some other parts of worship.